Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Alan Levy Show. It is a really exciting night tonight. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, or whatever other religion, happy to you too. We're really excited for this 2012 extravaganza. We have an incredible show planned, and just so excited to be back. And co-hosting tonight with me is Chitra, who's our director of marketing at Blog Talk Radio, and Amy Domestico, who is employee number one at or two, actually. Maybe I was one at Blog Talk Radio. How are you, ladies?
Good. Thanks great. For having us.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. So we're so excited to be on tonight. I think we started in September 2006, was the first show. I was the first host. I'm sure we'll get a little into that today. But today we have some great guests as co-hosts. We're going to do it throughout the night. And we have some terrific guests. And also, we're going to take calls, and we'd love to take your calls. Chitra, what's the dial-in number so we can give it to everybody?
Oh, yeah. So to call in, you would dial 866-691-7714.
Excellent. So please give us a call. We also have a chat going on, so we've posted the chat on Twitter. We have the so you can post some questions in there. We're definitely going to take callers, but we want to hear from some of our hosts that have participated in the show. So someone today on Twitter asked me, "What's the agenda? So what's your agenda for this?" And I said, "You know, really don't have any. We're going to speak to some old, you know, some hosts, the people that have been around a long time, people that have." That Blog Talk Radio has made an important has been important in their lives and have done some incredible things, and we want to talk about it. So and about other things that have gone on, and also hosts that call in or participating. You know, we're going to take calls. We want to hear about your show. We certainly have one caveat: is be nice, because we have people, right? Amy, you know, the hammer. Amy, we're going to call you the hammer tonight.
All right, I'll be the hammer.
You'll be the hammer. So anyway, it is we've hosted 2 million shows at this point on Blog Talk Radio. It is continues to be the place for conversations on the web, real conversations, as we always said. And we're about to embark on so many incredible changes for next year. And we're going to talk about it tonight. I'm so excited. So. Just quickly, before we get to our first guest, Sri, who's just such an honored guest of ours, Amy, tell the people about you, your background, and when you got started on Blog Talk.
Oh, me. Put me on the spot here.
Yes.
Well, I kind of stumbled across Blog Talk Radio on the web and was fascinated by it, having a marketing background. And you and I connected. I interviewed you for my website, and we had an ongoing discussion, and we hosted that 9/11 tribute show together.
Right,
and
right.
3 months later, I was still here, and here I am 6 years later.
Well, maybe because you have nowhere else to go, but no, I'm only kidding. No, you are.
Oh,
6 years later, and you – that's right. We did an enormous show, Chitra. I mean,
yeah.
When – in we did a 9/11 show. It was about 5 days after we launched the platform for the when we launched, and maybe a week after we hosted an event, the 9/11, and we cobbled together incredible written prose and poetry, and it's still somewhere in the archives. It was really a fascinating thing. So, and Chitra, you've been here now for what, 2 years?
Less than 2 years. It feels like I really now have gotten to really know a lot of the hosts on the network, so it feels like longer, but it's been so fun since, I guess I joined 2011 June.
Okay, cool. So, look, it's Sri Srinivasan is going to be coming on. He's an incredible guy. I wrote today, and he favorited my tweet, that he's a hero of mine, and Sri is a hero of mine. Sherry, can you put Sri on?
Hi, Alan. It's Sri.
Sri, how are you? How are you? Welcome to our show.
I'm delighted to be here, and you have to know that whatever I might be to you, you're much more to me, because you have shown the world how you can take conversation and stories and put them online and change the world. And I'm always grateful to Blog Talk Radio and to you and your team for what you built. I don't know how much you've talked about the backstory with your father and that, you know, how this came to be, but it's just an absolutely wonderful gift you've given to the world. And at this time of the year, it's a nice thing to acknowledge and remember.
Well, thank you. I'm sure we'll get into that a bit tonight, and thank you very much. And Sri is, you've had it, and Sri, you're just killing it. I mean, you know, in so many ways, and you've been a huge fan of Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to tell the audience that when I first was introduced to you, Sri, it was lying in bed at 5:30 in the morning, and when about a year or 6 months after we came up with this idea of Blog Talk Radio, which was really just an idea, it was a concept, and you know, a few people said, "Hey, that's a good idea." So I said, "Okay, well, let's build it." And I was watching Channel 4 News, and it was 5:30. You were on Channel 4 New York, and I said to my wife, and I'd wake, and you'd be talking about, what was it, Sri's Tips? Was that your NBC show?
Yeah, something like that. Yes.
Sri's Tips. And I said, you know, Jane, I said, I got to meet him. I have to show him what we're doing, because if I see what he sees, thinks is cool, he's going to have to think what we're doing is cool. And sure enough, we were able to, through David Bray, meet you and introduce you to Blog Talk Radio. And you've done so much for our community. I have to thank you for that. But not only have you done so, and I want to talk a little about what you're doing now at Columbia, which is fascinating and incredible. I want to talk about some of the exciting things and things you did on Blog Talk Radio, but I also want to just make a comment that there are very few people in this day in the social sphere, whatever we call this, and as it continues to evolve, who simply contribute to the community and just make the community better. And you are one of those people, and it's very, very few. There's no motive. There's no other motive. You make the world a better place, and you do so many things to help others, and it's just, I see it. No, but really, it's true.
You've done the same, Alan. So let me tell people what I've been able to do with Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
I've done more than 200 shows on the platform. I have interviewed everyone from Danny Boyle, who made Slumdog Millionaire, to Sir Salman Rushdie, to students from around the world as part of the work we've done with Columbia Journalism School and with an organization called SAJA, South Asian Journalists Association. And we have had millions of people listen to our work. And in that process of working with Blog Talk Radio, I learned many things. One of them is the technology should be simple and easy to use, and don't be afraid of using older technology, such as the phone system, to make this work. And that's one of the things that you've taught me. But also, how do you build a community? How do you connect with people? And then how do you use the social media without the hype of it, but to connect and engage with people, and your content still gets plays? We have things that we recorded 4 years ago, and all of this was kind of brought to a head when 4 years ago, the Mumbai attacks, when more than 100 people were killed in India. And we used Blog Talk Radio as a live audio system to give people the news about what was going on, with live interviews from Mumbai as the gunfire was going on. But I was sitting in New York. We did about 20 hours straight of live stuff. And we had people telling me, people who were guests on CNN, calling me saying that they were much happier talking to us because we were able to give them time, space, and interaction, which you couldn't get on these big television networks. And so the power of that came home to me through what you were doing.
Yeah, that was an incredible thing. And I remember when you hosted you were actually doing a show interviewing some footballers, right?
And,
or, Oh, was it footballers or
it was baseball? There were these two young Indian men who had been on some kind of reality show and got a chance to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates farm system. And we broke into the show to say there are these attacks happening live in India. And it was just an example, just a small example of what Blog Talk Radio can do.
Right, and so during that time, which I thought was really fascinating, not only you were hosting these live broadcasts, during this live event, you shift gears, and at the time, Twitter was really it was about around a year, and it was certainly hitting critical mass, and it had tipped already, and there was just endless tweets about what was going on the ground, but of course, those weren't curated. Right, and here it was, Blog Talk Radio. You're doing these events, and you're interviewing. You had panel discussions with editors of the Financial Times out of London, and people across the hotel in Mumbai. It was just amazing, long form content. Yes, the dirty word, long form, or whatever dirty words, and you just continued to do it, and it reached tens and tens of thousands of people.
Absolutely, and the other thing I've learned through Blog Talk Radio is the power of audio. It's such an intimate, powerful medium that in a time of all the social media and video and all this other stuff, that audio will continue to be something that plays an important role going forward for all of us. And I think that was you've been a leader in that field.
Well, I certainly agree, and I think what you're going to see from Blog Talk Radio and our we're making huge investments now in the media in this property, and you'll see that in 2013. Audio, the mobile phone will define Blog Talk Radio, and it hasn't yet. We're getting there, and we've been working on many, many things, but that's the future. The future, to me, we're going to evolve talk, and talk isn't necessarily Rush or Hannity, but we'll talk more about that during the show. But I want to talk about your role, your new role at Columbia, your chief digital officer, which I think is the first of its kind at Columbia. Is that right?
Right. This is a very exciting opportunity. I spent 20 years at the journalism school, and now I've moved into this role where we're thinking about what we can do with online education. The education space is going to be disrupted in the way that media was, and all entertainment and music have all been disrupted. And so Columbia wants to continue to play an important role. We found out over a 250-year period what works in a classroom, the magic of a classroom. We don't want to lose that, but how can we do more online and to connect people? And that's a very exciting/scary opportunity, and that's what I'm doing now.
Well, that is a big opportunity. Well, on that regard, I hope we, in the new year, we talk about it, and maybe we could be helpful in some way just by letting students call in with a question, right, of the teacher, which is a novel thing, but it's important in the classroom, right, the ability to have that caller, and that's what Blog Talk Radio, of course, does, right, the ability for that co-host or the person you're interviewing or the person posing a question. So that's exciting, Sri. And hopefully you could lead, as you lead that effort for Columbia, it'll be an example to other universities. Talk a little about Social Media Weekend,
sure,
which is coming up
you.
On February 15th and the 17th.
Thank you. Yes, so February 15th to 17th in New York, we do something called Social Media Weekend, where we have 3 days of insanity around social media, where we have about 500 people from a dozen countries will come. We offer everything from workshops, panels, a briefing by Facebook, a briefing by Twitter, a briefing by LinkedIn. Last year we had a party down at Foursquare, which Chitra came to, which was fun. And we also offer a way for people to get social media makeovers and to get social media headshots. We have professional photographers donate their time to take photographs. And you can learn about all of this if you just search Social Media Weekend in Columbia University. You'll be able to find it online. Or I'll be tweeting about it today on @Sree, S-R-E-E. And if you have any questions, please do contact me. Or I'll also give you my email address. It's Sree@Sree.net. I always have time for anybody from Blog Talk Radio or the Blog Talk Radio family.
Well, thank you very much. So we have a few moments with Sree, and we're really thankful that Sree called in today. I know you're very busy, and But when we reached out and Chistra said you agreed to call in, you know, it's special. And so if anyone is interested in learning about the Social Media Weekend or asking a question of Sri, it's 866-691-7714. Sri, with so many, you know, look how the social media space has evolved and attention spans, and where do you see it going? I mean, you know, there's so many outlets, there's so much
sure.
ADD, there's so, maybe there's little engagement, although there's endless engagement points. What's your sense of this?
Well, I'm very bad at predicting, because if I was good at predicting, I'd make a lot of money. But I will say a couple of things, that yes, there's more noise than ever before, and there's more noise and news and pictures and photographs and all this stuff being created. But I think that if you build a brand around your work and you're known for doing quality work, you're going to stand taller than everybody else. And that would be my message to people who are listening, whatever field they're in, small business, or they're working in a corporation, or they're authors or writers or anything that they want to be. Build that brand using social, but also using your offline talents. Build that, and people will listen to you. When there's more noise than ever before, the professional, trained, quality work will stand out. I really believe that.
Yeah, it's great. Chitra, say hello to Sri.
Hi, Sri.
How are you?
Good, how are you? I'm just listening to both of you. It's kind of awesome to hear you guys talk about how, you know, you got to be on Blog Talk Radio.
We go back. We go way back to the Dark Ages, so, you know, the caveman times.
Yeah. It's so great. I had a question, actually. You had started also the Saja Network on Blog Talk Radio, too, right?
Sure, yeah. We've had more than 150 shows, I think, and a couple of million or 3-4 million total listens.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. And that long-tail effect of content, I still have, I believe, every day, hundreds of people listening to our archived content. It's a real blessing.
I mean, some of the shows you did there, too, were just unbelievable. I mean, you did a show where you interviewed someone from a journalist who was in Pakistan. I think he was held
yes.
captive. What? Explain that. And
yeah, no, we did several things like that, where we talked to folks who were in places where they couldn't speak to anyone else. We did this
right.
amazing thing with Yoni Sanchez, who's a Cuban blogger who's not allowed to leave the country, and Skype is blocked for her, and she's not allowed to get on any of those things. But because of the telephone, she could do BTR, and we did it all in Spanish. It was just a very special thing. So it's been incredible.
Well, those are great stories, and you know, as I always said, you know, we are like one of the best kept secrets around. And we're taking the steps now to kind of unleash the discovery. You know, and we're going to talk about it tonight and let people, and redesigning the site and discovery and letting people know the many things and the capabilities of this. And I do refer people many times to the Shaja show, and it's blogtalkradio.com/Shaja. You also had,
that's right, yeah.
Yes, and you also had some shows in /Columbia Journalism, I think.
Yeah.
Columbia Journal and
Columbia Journalism. That's right. We did another 150 shows. We were able to talk to and help students who in other countries, and it was just an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So I want to thank you again for calling.
I will look forward to hearing the updates about all of this. I'll go back. I have to go back to my meeting, but I'm going to go and catch up in the archives and hear about all the wonderful things you're doing in 2013.
Wonderful. And we'll touch base shortly after the new year, and wish you and your family a happy and healthy new year and a Merry Christmas.
To both of you and to the BTR family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming
Bye-bye.
On, Sri.
Well, thank you, Sri. Sri Srinivasan. Actually, Sri, and he doesn't generally talk too much about these things, but Sri was one of the most, like the top 25 Twitter personalities or something like that. Chester, did you hear of that? Did you know that? That Sri's like
yeah,
a famous
I mean,
Twitter
he's like
personality?
On every, he's like on every single social media list, and it's so awesome that he loves our platform too.
Yeah, but he works it. You know, that's the thing about Tree. Like Tree, and I said, he gives a tremendous amount back to the community, and there's no doubt. And there's no other motive. There's no commercial motive. He just does it, and that's what's amazing about him. But he is. He works hard at it. He loves technology, and he tries new things, and so he's done that. So we have another one of our hosts is on the line.
Yes.
Chitra, I'll let you introduce her, but let's also repeat the number. It's 866-691-7714. We will be taking your calls, and Chitra, why don't you introduce our next guest?
Okay, so we have host Hallie Kasser-Jane on the line. She hosts the Hallie Kasser-Jane Show, and we're very happy to have her. Hallie, are you on the line?
I am here. Hi, Chitra, darling. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's so nice to talk to you.
Hallie, how are you?
Oh, nice, Alan, I'm fine. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for doing such incredible work with Blog Talk Radio.
You're a sweetheart, and your network is maybe one of the great places I've ever worked. You've got a staff. Can I just tell you before we go anywhere, they are the best. I love them all, and I thank them all. We couldn't do what we do without them. So they applause.
Well, thank you very much. And do we have any of the clapping hands inside my studio? I probably not. I used to have those things. But thank you. They are amazing, and you know, they are great, all of them. It's this thing, and you know, this thing about Blog Talk Radio, it's in our blood, and it gets in your DNA, and you know, as a host, it's in your DNA. Sri has it too. It's like invariable, and once you're in it, it's in. You know, so our people see the wonderful things that are going on, and you know, they're helping our hosts. So tell us a little about your show, and what's it about, how can people find it, and how'd you get started on Blog Talk?
Oh my gosh, well let's see, I got started on Blog Talk because my agent booked me on a show on Blog Talk. I had a book out on President Obama at the time, so that's how it got. I'd never heard of it, and then I did one show. I was hooked, as you say. It gets under your skin, it gets into
right.
your blood. That host is no longer on Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
I am. I have a radio background. I came from New York and from radio, so I've been doing radio on and off for years, and this just seems such a remarkable new format, and I just loved it, and I said, this is it. We got to do this. We can reach so many, and it's so easy, and you know, you're a genius with this all, Alan. I mean, it's just perfect. So we started it, and my goal initially really was to do something that I felt was going to elevate the conversation. Wherever we were going to go, that we were going to take the high ground. And I think we've managed to do that. And it's odd how we work. We can do a show on gourmet popcorn for an hour, or we can do a show on renegade Catholics, or we can do a show on Hollywood wives. But when we do it from, you know, to elevate the conversation. But there's always a twist to every story that I take on.
Well, talk about, because you've had some incredible guests. I'm just naming a few. So Naomi Wolf, Ann Coulter, Danny Danon, Linda Evans, I see here, Trisha Broadway star, Oscar Andrew Hammerstein, I mean, from
right.
the Jersey Boys, which we love. But a lot of hosts are listening to this tonight, or they will be listening to this. How do you go about attracting these incredible guests? Because we see this all the time, by the way. And our next host who's joining us will also kind of tell the same story. How do you do it?
First of all, I'm fearless. So,
right.
That's a good quality to have, right?
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
second thing is this. I assume that they need to position themselves as well. You have to go into it with the concept of they're not famous, they're not celebrities, they can't sell their books unless they have an avenue in which to sell that product. So we're offering them that avenue. That's number one. So when I go in, that's the thing. I was a journalist, so for years, there's a way to get to anybody at any time when you need to do that, and you have to also know that you can't take no for an answer. You can never take no for an answer, and you have to go in there with the concept of, I'm serving you, but you can serve me. And we're friends. We're in it as friends. You know, everybody's the same in this world. We all want to get a break. We all want to get ahead. So if I get to Naomi, it's because Naomi Wolf, you know, who had this remarkable book out this time and many, many others, I think she had to trust me that I was there to help her sell her product, not only for my benefit. So it's a quid pro quo.
Cool.
And I think that's interesting because we talked about that when you had – actually, our first meeting, Alan, was when Hallie came on Blog Talk Radio University. And I was really impressed with Hallie's background because she had – she's basically – you know, you're a seasoned journalist. So it was kind of interesting to see because you had just come onto the network, and I was so impressed by the way that you just kind of carried yourself during an interview. So you came on and you had given these interview tips, and I used some of them even.
Oh, that's good. You're pretty good at what you do, too. You get the people you want.
Yeah, but I mean, what you say is so true. It's that you do have to be persistent, and I think that just you have to show people that you're serious about getting them on your show.
No question. And I think that when people trust you, and I think that's really what a host job is. It's to help people trust you so they can trust themselves to say what, to be comfortable enough to say what they need to say and to feel comfortable. I mean, Alan, you know, I mean, you, what you're doing right now, I mean, you know, you have to be able to make people feel warm, comfortable, and that they're with a friend. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Right, and when we started, and I was the first host on Blog Talk Radio, of course, it's all about conversation, and I really felt that by using the phone or in this format, you can actually have a conversation with people, and that's held true. So there's lots of people that get nervous, they're on the radio, they're on air, but you know what? You're actually having a conversation, and that's what's interesting, and particularly with the types of guests that you have and the other ones, like Chitra interviewed Tony Bennett. And if you listen to the Tony Bennett interview on Storytellers, which we're going to talk about later with Eric Olson, Tony Bennett was beaming. I mean, he has never had a conversation like this. And I had it with Andrew Morton with Eric, where the author is on every show, every TV show, every Larry King to Oprah, but he has an opportunity here to kind of get his message out in a coherent fashion.
I think Blog Talk Radio does is it's real. It's real.
Right.
That's what it is. It's the most real way of dialoguing with people that there is. Where else can you do that? You can't. Because when you're on regular radio without this phone kind of real true interaction, even if you're in a studio with somebody, I don't think it has the realness. It's like right now it's you and me.
Right.
It would be Tony and Chitra. Do you know what I'm saying? I think that's the genius of what you wound up creating here, and I love it.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful. Again, we have some calls. Why don't we take Olivia, if you don't mind, Hallie? We have Olivia Wilder. She's on hold, and let's bring her on if you don't mind.
So sure, we'll that's fine.
Okay, great. Hi, Olivia. Sherry's going to put
Hi,
you on.
Hi, Alan.
How are
Hi,
you?
Alan. Happy. I'm great. How are you? Happy holidays. Merry
Happy holidays
everything.
To you.
Thank you.
Meet Hallie.
Hi, Hallie.
Hallie, Olivia, introduce yourself and your show and some of the things you've done and you're doing here on Blog Talk.
Well.
Happy to say that in a couple of minutes because you've done incredible. You're one of the most... you've done some of the most incredible work here, I have to say, and thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I never thought, in September of 2007 when I started doing this, and I thought, you know, what the heck am I going to do? Well, I'll just do this blog thing, and I'll just talk about my crazy life. And then you were my second interview, Ellen, and I remember telling my daughter at the time, I'm going to do an interview with the CEO and founder of Blog Talk Radio. She goes, Mom, have you ever done an interview? And I went, well, no, but I know how to talk. And she said, there's an art to that. You don't just say, oh, I'm going to be an interviewer. And I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. She got me all scared and everything. But now there's been like 500 since.
Right. It's, just name a few of the top. Just name a few of the people, like the people you've interviewed. Not even top, just like the names.
Well,
some of the
okay.
Names.
Well, my top downloaded show was Dane Cook. Some of my favorites were Beau Bridges, Richard Thomas. I loved Carl Pilkington from the UK. He's Ricky Gervais' podcast partner. Linda Evans, Eric Roberts. Oh, I don't know. There's just, I love them all. They're all so much fun, and they just, a lot of them have kind of become kind of friends, you know, that email me and stuff. It's just great.
Yeah, well,
I think it's interesting too how, you know, we there's so many celebrities that have been on and guests on so many different shows on Blog Talk Radio, because, Hallie, you had Linda mm-hmm. Evans as well on your show too, right?
I did, and she was terrific and, you know, became a very, very good friend. Listen, they're all great people when you get to talk to
they
them.
Are.
You know, it's right, Olivia?
Well,
I mean, they're fabulous.
Well, you know, it is. It's like Sophie's Choice. I mean, you can't say, oh, I like this one better than that
exactly.
one. I could name five that I didn't like. No, I'm kidding. out of all of them, there have been four that I would never, ever have an interview with again. But out of, like, over 500, I think that's pretty good. And tonight I have Dennis Christopher from Django Unchained, and that's going to be good, I'm sure. Looking
well,
forward
as long
to that.
As it's not competing with my show, is it during the same time slot?
Well, Ellen, I don't know how long are you going to drone on? I'm kidding.
Yeah, well, you never know how these shows go on because they too tend to. But, Olivia, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for having me and putting up with me all these years.
No, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure for me about my customers, you know, about the guys on the team. That's something different, but they love you. No, you're great.
We love you, Ellen, and we love the team, and you guys do
okay.
a really, really wonderful, wonderful job, and I'm just very honored to be part of it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
okay.
that.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, Hallie.
You too,
bye-bye.
Olivia.
So
Happy
Hallie,
New Year,
so,
Olivia.
So, Hallie, your show, why don't you give the URL of your show, and when does your show air on Blog Talk Radio?
Okay, we're on Blog Talk Radio as of now at 3 o'clock Eastern on Wednesdays, always.
Okay.
And you can find us at Blog Talk Radio. I think it's under Hallie Caster, the Hallie Caster Jane Show. And we have a website, Hallie Caster Jane. The website has a hyphen after between the Caster and the Jane. And we always love to hear from everybody, so, you know, come on in. We have not been taking calls during the show, but in the future there will be some shows that will start doing that on special shows. And then we're going to have a big surprise we're going to announce after the first of the year, so you all have to come in and listen in. Huge
awesome.
Surprise. Yeah.
Well, that's
so
good. Well, let us
go.
Know ahead of time. So we can help promote it, right?
I will. I absolutely will.
All right. Well, thank
sure
you, Hallie.
I drive these people crazy. Alan, Happy New Year to you.
You too.
And to
thank
all
you.
The rest of the staff. Thanks again so much for all your help.
Thanks, Hallie.
Calling.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye, Hallie. Bye.
I love how the host, it's true, Chitra, how the hosts talk and they get on, and it's fun. We do that, and it's it happens a lot, and on these shows particularly, and it's going to happen tonight. So,
yeah, it's great.
It's
it.
Awesome.
Well, one of the things I think we should actually. Oh, go ahead. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. One of the things I think we should mention is how Alan actually started Blog Talk Radio. It's a big part of you know, the beginning story of how this all came about, what we are right now.
Yeah, there's so many people that come and go throughout the platform. So I'll take a moment and talk about it, and then we'll bring our next guest on. And I'm a fan of his show. I'm a really big fan of his show. So I started Blog Talk Radio when I created a blog for my dad. My dad had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. In March of 2006, and I was in the telecoms business. I didn't even know what a blog was, and someone said, why don't you create a blog for him and update family and friends? So I created this blog, and I was fascinated by this. It was amazing. To me, a blogger was almost like a talk radio host because they were just topical they were creating audiences and they were researching their topics. But and I kept seeing the words "join the conversation," but I couldn't hear any of them. And I went to Bob, who's the co-founder of Blog Talk Radio. I said, "Did you create a platform? Could we build something that lets these bloggers?" And again, this was early, right? This is pre-Facebook. This is pre the social media explosion where everyone's a publisher, everyone's creating content. To use the phone, turn the phone into a publishing platform, this empowering, enabling platform. And I want it live. I want it to be able to let people host a live radio show. I want people to take calls. And I want, I'd like that recorded. Those were easy to say, but not easy to do. And we built it, we cobbled it together, and we launched in September 06. Mm-hmm. I think, Amy, I met you a few weeks later. You somehow miraculously found our website. But we went at this with no knowledge of media, of radio, of advertising, anything, even the web, actually. We were phone guys, and we built a platform that let people speak and get their word out. And now, what, 2 million shows later, and just I when people say, what is the word that defines, the two words that define Blog Talk Radio, the words to me is empowerment and enabling. We empower and enable, and our next guest, who we should put on now, which is Anthony, is a clearest example of someone who has done incredible things with Blog Talk Radio. Anthony, are you on?
Yes, I am, Alan. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you? So introduce yourself to our audience tonight.
Well, my name is Anthony Donahue. I host the Knicks Blog Radio, and I've hosted the show since June of 2009. And it's become pretty popular. My first show might have had 5 listeners, and I've had shows over the last few weeks that I've had, 30,000 plus, and I've built it from nothing to where I walk around the garden and I'm getting stopped every 5 minutes from fans about my shows, and I've really built it up, and it's very exciting, and I plan on doing even bigger things in 2013.
That's unbelievable. So, tell everyone, like, how did you come about Blog Talk Radio? What was your job? You were affiliated with the Knicks, or how did that work? Like,
no, I was, the way I found out about Blog Talk Radio was a guy by the name of Mike Silva. I think he uses Blog Talk Radio for his platform, New York Baseball Digest. I found him through like Facebook in 2008, and I had really never did my own solo radio show before. And he was hosting a show called Gotham Sports Radio, which I don't think is even around anymore. But that was through Blog Talk as well. And I said, listen, let me host the show. I got connections. I can get guests on, and I think I'm good. Well, I did a few shows with them, and it worked out really well. And then all of a sudden, June of 09, I started the Knicks Blog Radio, which, you know, is what it is now. And that's
tell people what it is, because people don't know. So it can be found at the Knicks Blog Radio show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You can find the Knicks Blog Radio. Basically, what I do is, on weeknights at 9 p.m., the Knicks are off. I host a 1-hour to 2-hour show via the KnicksBlog.com and also now AnthonyDonahue.com, my new website. A little plug there, Alan. I'll send you a check later. and you go to the site, weeknights at 9, the Knicks don't play. And I always have a live show, and it's always archived the day after. And I always tweet it out. You can follow me on Twitter, AnthonyMSG, Facebook.com/AnthonyPDonahue. And I always tweet Facebook, let you know what guests are coming on. Throughout the years, I've had celebrities on. I've had Knicks players on. I've had Knicks retired players on. I've had hip-hop artists on. I've also had many writers around the country on. And because of that, the great guests I've gotten, and I think I put out a good product, and the pushing from the social media side, the show has, in terms, blown up, I guess you could say.
It's wonderful. Chitra.
Yeah. Hey, Anthony, it's Chitra. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's an honor that I was chosen to be on the show, and I put my heart and soul into it. So for you guys to ask me to come on, it's an honor.
Yeah, I mean, you have gotten some amazing guests on this year. Do you want to kind of talk us through kind of some of your most memorable shows of this year?
And how do you find them?
I don't want to name drop.
Name drop. This isn't your show. It's my show. Name drop. And tell us, because again, this is helpful, Anthony, for our hosts that are listening to this and others, how are you able to secure these guests? I mean, just name, you could do some name dropping. It's okay.
No, of course. No, I planned on it. I was only kidding around. Some of the guests I've had this year, I've had head coach of Syracuse, Jim Boeheim. I've had hip-hop artist Jadakiss. I've had New York Knicks players Raymond Felton, Ronnie Brewer. I've had Jerry Ferrara, star of Entourage. I've had Alan Hahn, MSG Network. I've had Walt Frazier, Alan Houston. I've had Larry Johnson, John Starks. I've had Jeff Van Gundy on, former Knicks coach. I've had Charles Oakley. I've had Earl Monroe. I've had many great guests. And as far as how I've gotten the guests, basically, the way I get guests is not normal. Basically, I just, when I'm out and about, whether it's at the Garden or at an event, I just go up to somebody and ask for their phone number and tell them about the show, and I usually get them on. Now, a lot of the guys that I just mentioned, guys like Walt Frazier, Alan Houston, John Starks, Raymond Felton, those are guys I've been cool with over the years, so asking them to come on the show is like asking a friend to go out to dinner. It's like you just got to find the right night, and they'll do it. But what I've done, I feel, especially with my show and the way I've gotten guests, has been very unique. As opposed to sending an email to an agent, you know, waiting 5 days, and 5 emails later you might have something. Where I go straight to the players, I go straight to the artists, I go straight to the actors, and they come on. Like I've had Spike Lee on a few times, and I you know, I'm fortunate enough where I can just hit up Spike directly and say, Spike, do you want to come on? You might say no 10 times in a row, but the 11th time he's gonna say yes. And these guys have put that trust in me over the last 3 years that I can hit them up without going through channels. And I don't know why they do that, but they do it, and I've been blessed with that. Maybe it's my beautiful smile. I'm not really sure what it is, but whatever I do, it seems to work. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you have a radio show, and you're on Blog Talk Radio, and we love it. And I remember you had a show, and look, again, you had Ja Rule on. I mean, literally, you've had some incredible names. And the other thing that's happened with your show is that it's been picked up a couple of times by ESPN and syndication. So talk a little about that, and how exciting is it to see your content appear on an ESPN site, a major media outlet?
Well, it's extremely exciting because I'm almost like a media whore. Anytime you can see your name somewhere doing something good is a beautiful thing. So when you log on to ESPN.com and you see Raymond Felton said this on Anthony Donahue's show, or you go to another website and Jerry Ferrara from Entourage said this, or you know, whatever the guest was on. I mean, that's an amazing feeling, and that shows the work you've done. And a lot of times what happens is writers from ESPN will contact me, and they'll ask if they can use the quotes, and they use them, and I'm always, obviously it's great, it's a good thing for me, and it's an amazing feeling to, you know, all this. I remember the first time that ESPN used one of my shows, it was September of 2010, I had Ray Felton on, and I was actually sleeping. It was like 7 o'clock at night. I was like taking a nap, and my phone just blew up with like 20 text messages. Like, oh, you're on ESPN, you're on ESPN. And it was such a, you know, such a cool and amazing experience, and it's happened many times since. And, you know, it never gets old. The one thing about it never gets old when your show gets picked up by another network, or somebody stops you to say they love your work, or tweets you to say they love your show. Truly never gets old, and I always want to keep getting better and figure out ways to get better, and it's just, you know, just keep grinding and keep hustling.
Well, you're the, like, this is the amazing, you know, you, I said all the hosts are incredible, and you really define, you know, what we're about, truly, and what we're going to talk later tonight about the site going on through dramatic changes, including a complete redesign beginning in January, and building out our editorial channels and the syndication. So, like most media properties have built that, and we did it organically, and now we're going to start introducing those things, and that's going to just help all of our hosts. And you know, when these so many incredible conversations are taking place, we need to get those, we need to help facilitate the channels out to the world, and we're going to do that. And you've done it because of the sheer, you know, the strength of your content that you've done, and we'll continue to help develop that. But it's just going to be, you know, if you do that for, we have 1,200 shows a day. Let's see what happens when that happens, right? So we're excited, and so it's cool. You mentioned something about next year. You're thinking about doing something at Walt Frazier's place?
I am. They invited me, Walt Frazier invited me personally to host my show down there. And, of course, when it comes to technical stuff, I don't have a freaking clue. So that's where you come in, Alan, and your people come in. So you guys got to get me set up with a remote and a couple microphones so I can do my show at Walt Frazier's restaurant.
Well, I told you I'm committed to doing that. I only have one requirement, that I have to come there that night and meet him.
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, sure. The night I do it, I definitely want Clyde there. Make sure, but like I said, Clyde invited me, so I might be part of an event there in a few weeks, actually, with Stephen A. Smith and Michael Kay, and they asked me to be a part of, which is, I found that out yesterday. It's not official yet, but I'm, you know, very excited about that.
Oh, that is
so,
very exciting. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So when you're ready, we'll talk to, you know, we'll go up there, we'll broadcast from there, but I hate to date myself, but I am, I grew up with Walt Frazier. He was my hero, and Earl Monroe, I watched the championships, and, you know, so it'll be fun. We'll definitely do it. It's wonderful. So, Anthony, thanks for calling again. How can people find your show on Blog Talk Radio?
They're on Blog Talk Radio. They can just type in my name, Anthony Donahue, or the Knicks Blog Radio, whichever is easier. Or the best way I always tell people to find my show is, you know, you can find me on Twitter, Anthony MSG, go to the Knicks Blog, thenicksblog.com, and also my brand new website, anthonydonahue.com, which they should really go to. That is basically the best site in the world right now.
It is. All right, Anthony, thank you, and go Knicks. I mean, we didn't talk much about them, but they're killing it this year, and it's about time. You're a well-deserved fan. You know, I'm a fan. I'm a Knicks fan, as you know, and it's great to see them. What are they, 19-6?
19-6, playing amazing basketball, number one in the East, and they are the hottest thing right now in New York City. Alan, it was a pleasure being on. It was a pleasure being selected to be on this show. It means a lot to me, and we're going to do bigger and better things in the year 2013.
Terrific. Thank you, Anthony.
You got it. My pleasure.
Chitra, it's funny, you know, Anthony has, I've known Anthony for a number of years, and he gets so excited, he gets that guest, and he text messages me on my cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And
I
live right
near the Nets Stadium. I live right near the new Nets Stadium.
Oh, you do in Brooklyn? Okay. Yeah, so you don't want to talk about the Nets. Well, you know what, though? We should get a Nets show. We should get a Nets show, and we'll cultivate
Definitely.
That one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're doing so well. I feel like it's just kind of psychological a little bit, like moving to this new stadium and people are so excited about them here.
Yes. So let's bring on, we have a couple of guests that have called in. So Mama Joyce, we're going to bring on air because we know Mama Joyce for a long time. So, Sherry, bring on Mama.
Oh, yay.
Hi, Mama Joyce.
Oh, hello, Alan. Oi, I'm telling you.
Mama,
Blog
how
Talk
you doing?
Radio.
Yeah,
listen,
tell me
I
about
want
Blog
you
Talk.
To know.
Yeah.
I want you to know I've been since 2008. I've been doing a show every week. It's the best thing that happened to Mama Joyce in her entire life outside of childbirth.
Well, that was a good experience, I'm sure. So tell
yes,
me, why is that, Mom? Why is it? What is it about it? And because you are a great spirit on Blog Talk Radio. Mama Joyce is definitely a spirit on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, listen, what really got me was the fact that how you started out. And, you know, everybody needs some kind of thing in their life to get their messages of hope out, to connect with people, just like, you know, you did for your dad. I happen to have osteoarthritis, so I'm not as mobile as I used to be, so I'm at home a lot. And when I found Blog Talk Radio, I'm telling you, I stop strangers in the street, and I tell them, you've got to watch. I mean, you've got to go on Blog Talk Radio, check them out. I tell everybody on my shows, you know, Alan, you have done a fantastic job. I've had Jimmy Durante on, Michael Bublé. I've had Paul from the Beatles. Of course, they're all audios that I upload, but they're on my show. You know,
now,
they
Paul
make
was,
a, they,
right, you didn't have John, did you? Or he died a long time ago, so as long as
yeah,
you got the living
did.
One.
Well, yeah, I've had some ones that passed away, but you know, they make a wonderful appearance. No, I'll tell you something. My show comes from a heart of love, unconditional love. It's a place where I can go, and people receive the love that I have. I don't judge anybody. Anybody comes on my show. By the time they're leaving, even the hackers love me. You know what
they
I mean?
Do.
We get it. Sure. We get the hackers. By the time Mama Joyce is done with them, they're sorry they hacked.
Yeah, they are. You are a true inspiration. You're a spirit. You're one of the spirits of my dad is a spirit of Blog Talk Radio. There's no doubt, because I created this for him. But Mama, you are a spirit of Blog Talk Radio as well. So, and there's a few others. So anyway, we want to thank you, Mama, for calling. It's a pleasure. And, you know, what can I say? It's wonderful. And have a happy and healthy New Year.
Oh, honey, you too. Is it all right if I give my show a little plug?
Sure, please. Give your show a plug, and then we'll for sure plug it.
All right.
We'll put it in the chat room as well.
Good, honey, good. It's Mama Joyce Messages of Hope every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, except for this Friday. I'm going to have a special show. You should all come because
okay.
You're going to be on the show and give compliments to everybody and say nice things. This is a show of shows. Ellen, you should come on.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make it in 2013. I'll come on one of your shows, Mama. Have a good night.
I would love it.
Thank
all right.
You so much. Bye, all right.
Doll. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Mama Joyce, Messages of Hope, right? Chitra, is that it?
Yep.
Yes.
And Amy? Yeah, right. I tell you, we've had some rough, you know, sometimes rough, but, you know, in any business or anything, but Mama Joyce, I have to say she's one of my groupies.
She loves you.
Yes, no.
She's really sweet.
She is really sweet.
We love her. She's great.
Yeah. So it's great. I'm glad we're able to get her on. So, Chitra, why don't you introduce our next guest? And by the way, why don't you give the dial-in number again?
Okay. So, people that actually, let me check here because the studio just isn't on my screen anymore.
All right. I got it here. It's 866-691-7714. And Sherry, who is behind the scenes, is screening calls and taking your callers. So feel free to get on. We'll get you on. We're going to get callers on, so enjoy. So, Chitra, why don't you introduce our next guest?
So we have Gail Sylvia of Sylvia Global. Hi, Gail. Are you on?
Hey. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Very exciting. Very exciting, Alan. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and thanks for joining us on our 2012 year-end show. Tell us a little about you and your show and how you got started on Blog Talk.
You know, Alan, I did a show in traditional radio in Cleveland for a while, a few years ago, and then I relocated, and kind of a similar experience to something that you have shared before. You know, I went through a period a year ago of my father becoming severely ill and then subsequently passing away. And, you know, in the midst of life's kind of challenges and circumstances that we sometimes find ourselves in, that's when wonderful opportunities present themselves and give us a chance to create a new chapter in our life. And I stumbled upon BPR. I was scheduled to speak in Istanbul and was unable to travel due to those circumstances and ended up being Skyped in and wanting to share the incredible conversations with women, 2,400 women from around the world at this event. I came upon Blog Talk Radio, and it was an internet radio media for me to be able to share these incredible conversations. And I did a test run 2 days later and had several thousand people listening. And I was like, whoa,
incredible.
Where did we come from, you know? And then did it again as a test run, Alan and Chitra, and had 8,000. And the numbers just kept climbing. And then I thought, well, maybe I should be a little more strategic, you know, in what I'm doing. But the response from the audience around the world, and what you've made possible through Blog Talk Radio is now taking Sylvia Global Media into a whole new sphere. Unbelievable sphere.
And what shows? So talk about your shows. You talk about women empowerment, and just talk about some of the, and also some of the guests you've had.
We've had some incredible guests, and it's more than just women and empowerment. We have amazing women and incredibly enlightened men who come on. There are basically seven categories of topics on Sylvia Global. We're on daily, at least Monday through Friday, and then we re-air some shows on Saturday occasionally. But we're on daily, and we have topics with Guy Kawasaki was on recently. Did a show on,
right,
on business, and we have a category of episodes on business. We do a lot around wealth and money, but it's not the traditional kind of Susie Orchman money conversations. These are a lot of people in our audience are high income earners, and they are women, and that journey requires engaging with people who understand the various levels of wealth and conversations that they're not able to have other places. We're a trusted brain trust for our audience around wealth and philanthropy, health and leadership. And we're kicking off some incredible initiatives globally, starting with World Radio Day with UNICEF and the UN in February, along with your team. And we've gotten great response from other hosts and women and around the world that host radio shows that will be joining us. And we're doing, we're the primary media outlet for the global call to action for women and girls' health and the first ladies of influence. So we're really, Alan, the
significant. What website is that? What website is that, and where is it organized? Where is it based?
Our website is Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, global, all one word, sylviaglobal.com. And we have now, in a very short period of time, with your incredible team, we've archived close to 150 hours of programming since April of this year. Other guests have been Marianne Williamson, who is on Oprah this coming weekend. You'll see her. First Lady of Mozambique will be airing. Neo has been on, the entertainer.
I love Neo. I just downloaded Closer on my, when I do my elliptical, it's like it's on my 20, it's on my playlist.
Great guy doing incredible work with girls and boys in foster care system, and he came on to talk about his philanthropy. We have a very distinct conversation from a perspective that's not often presented in traditional media.
Which is the purpose of Blog Talk, right, Chitra, right, Chitra? Don't you see this all the time here?
Yeah. I think that Gail's show is interesting because you do kind of take these guests that are well known in different spheres, but then you kind of channel the conversation specifically to philanthropy and to other causes that your audience is interested in hearing about.
Yes, I have to say this. You know, I really encourage listeners to tune in to sylviaglobal.com. I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, but I have to give a special thanks to your team. Just an incredible group of people I've, over the years have managed in a number of businesses with thousands of employees and, great services provided when there are great people and great leadership, and you guys do it well. Amy, Cynthia, John, Alan, Chitra, just a great team, Alan.
Well, thank you. We're very proud of them, many of them, and Chitra's been here for about 2 years probably, but, John Sweet and Shannon and Amy, literally here for 5 years, 6 years, like since the beginning. And it's always been the case. The team has always really helped facilitate it, and we're constantly making changes and improving the platform, and next year is going to be really big in terms of site redesign and really improving the listener experience, mobile. The other thing that's going to really improve is this content discovery, the ability to find content. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of things on the, you know, at Cinchcast, which is the parent of Blog Talk Radio, and on Blog Talk Radio. But 2013, to me, is the year of Blog Talk Radio. I know we've done incredible things, but beginning in January, by the end of January, you'll see the site. It's going to be beautiful, and we're now about to really kind of take Blog Talk Radio and define it as a media property, and which will just benefit all of our hosts like you, and just make it just that more powerful for you as you're reaching your communities and looking to engage others and have conversations that are meaningful.
You know, this is very, very exciting to be partnered with you in this and your team because, for example, I did a show last week with a young lady in India, southern India, another lady we had one in the Congo, one in Syria. We were all on the air at the same time, engaged in a conversation globally, and they have millions of followers because of their leadership in their communities and their country. I mean, they were just here in New York for on CNN, at the UN, Clinton Global Initiative, very incredible, you know, very special women with incredible leadership. And here we are engaged in a global conversation that anyone can listen to, responding on the spot, real time, the questions coming in from Hong Kong and Canada about the work. You know, so we really want to, you know, maximize all of the resources that you make available to help us as hosts, because we're able to impact change that truly does affect people around the world at all levels. And we try to use Blog Talk Radio to help us be that connective tissue for whether it's women who are the first ladies of nations or the first women of influence in their communities, and the men alongside us who help us build, lead, and guide and move into action.
Well, Gail, that is incredible. And we're thrilled that you're able to leverage the platform in this way. And that's really, at the end of the day, I mean, it's create a global conversation and then to create, you know, create content and conversations that are improving people's lives. This happens here on the platform, and you've taken, you know, the initiative to do that, and it's important and it's valued. So thank you for doing it, and thank you for being a guest on our show tonight. It was really great to meet you.
Appreciate being here. Happy holidays to both of you and to Shannon and John and just everyone. Kithra, thanks for those recipes. Love them.
You're no
great.
Problem,
talk to you guys later. Alan,
thanks.
We'll look forward to connecting with you off air, okay?
Definitely. Love to. So
take care.
Wonderful. Thank you. That was Gail Silvia. Silvia Global doing some incredible work here on Blog Talk Radio and really doing great work at Silvia Global. I mean, Chetra, you must have had some really interesting conversations with her.
Yeah, definitely. I had her on Blog Talk Radio University, and she actually did a whole show about how to build a global brand on Blog Talk Radio. And that show got so many callers in and people in the chat room, because I think people are trying to figure out a way to kind of use our platform to kind of grow it beyond, you know, where they are, and to kind of, stretch it out to like an international perspective if they can.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So we have one of our guests who's called in, Eric. How are you? You're on the Alan Levy Show. How are you?
Alan, thank you very, very much, Alan. I appreciate it so much. I just wanted to call in to thank you so much for this platform, because it that plus you and the staff, John and Shannon, they've been great. And it's allowed me to go ahead and have so much outreach to make folks aware of veterans' causes that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great platform for it, because I'm able to upload the PSAs for a lot of various groups that are out there. and it helps so much. It's a much more direct way than just an ordinary tippity-typity blog.
Well, it's wonderful. Well, thank you, Eric. So tell our audience about your show. What's your show? Where is it? How can it be found on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, my show is Still Flying Over the Heartland.
Yeah.
Eric?
I think Eric may have gone off. I don't know. What do you say, Chitra? Still flying over the heartland. Well, we'll see if he comes back on. The message that I get, and I've gotten this, Chitra and Amy, you're on over the years, you know, I mean, we all appreciate your work and everyone's work here at Blog Talk. I mean, there's a real passion in it. It's like in our DNA. It makes us work but isn't it great to hear the stories how the platform affects the hosts and things?
Definitely. I mean, and even just starting to host a show too, when I started doing the Blog Talk Radio University ones and then the Storytellers one with Eric, who's going to come on next, it is true. You kind of get hooked into it.
Yeah, it's true. You get hooked into it. That's my modus operandi. We hook you in, and we do that. So our next guest is Eric Olson, who's been a longtime friend, and he's hosting a new show on Blog Talk Radio, who has done some really incredible things on Blog Talk Radio. We'll talk about it today. And Eric, are you on?
I am on, Alan. What a pleasure to speak with you, as always.
Yes, the voice. You have one of the best voices on Blog Talk Radio, and that was the first thing that I know. I know you were a blogger. You had your writing network at Blog Critics, but when I heard you on the phone or when you found Blog Talk Radio, your voice is a radio voice.
Well, it's a voice, all right, and it does appear on the radio. No, I really, actually, I do have a radio background. I was a media guy in the guise of a blogger there, you know, for the last 10 years. I started in radio when I was 14 years old. And did radio on and off, more or less professionally. Mostly I was a DJ. I was picking out music and doing the talking and whatnot. And my interest throughout the years was kind of the programming aspect, picking the music, putting it together. As I'm sure you know, in the history of commercial radio, that became harder and harder and harder for an on-air guy to do, and so the opportunities grew fewer and fewer. Done TV, too. I was the music critic. I heard Gail saying she had been in Cleveland. I was the music critic on the Fox Morning Show here in Cleveland in the late 90s and early 00s. And then I'd been writing all along, and that just kind of led to blogging, kind of like yours. It was an epiphany. I was researching a book, and this is way back in 02, and it didn't end up being, on the relationship between 9/11 and the Internet, because 9/11 was the first really critical global event that also took place, that unfolded over the Internet. And so we found that fascinating. So I was researching that, and I started running into these things called blogs or weblogs. No idea what they were. I found Andrew Sullivan, and I knew who he was because I had read him back in the 90s, I guess. And so I was connected with him. Okay, I see what you're doing. And you guys know me. Man, I don't like to be told what to do. And as a writer, I mean, even when you're hired somewhere, even if you're a columnist, I mean, you have to, every single article, basically, sell the story to the higher-ups. You do as much work marketing the story, pre-selling the story, as writing the story. And I always found that so frustrating. And so that's what Blog Talk Radio has done for audio, for radio, is removed that middleman, removed that barrier to entry. And it really is a pretty amazing thing. If you think about 1,200 people every single day who are able to express themselves one way or another. You have a panoply. You have the entire spectrum of humanity on this thing.
We actually
and it
do.
Is amazing.
We actually do. I'm not sure that's such a good thing, but we do have the entire spectrum of humanity. Some of them we actually have to kick off the network. But Eric, let's...
They're people.
They are people, too. But let's talk a little about... You've done some incredible things on Blog Talk Radio. So the one of the most famous... And tonight we've... Again, I talked about empowerment and enabling, and that's what Blog Talk Radio for me is, right? It's this medium that people can have conversations, and here's your platform to do it. And that's a common thread we've heard from our guests who are some of our prominent hosts. And you've had some incredible interviews, but one of the most famous ones is Yoko Ono. And that's an amazing – she doesn't do interviews. How did you get Yoko? And talk about some of the other people you've had on your shows. And then we'll want to talk about lastly – Chitra, I know, is still on. I want to talk about Tony Bennett, and that was a great get.
Oh, that was something. And Chitra, my pet, she did an excellent job. That was our first show on Storytellers, and she was prepared, and that was exceptional. Yoko Ono. I mean, talk about an honor, and talk about, you know, I don't usually get very nervous just because I've been doing stuff like this since I was 14, a long time. And I probably wouldn't anyway because, you know, I'm a big jerk and people don't bother me. So, but anyway, I was a little nervous going into that. I was kind of tiptoeing around. I remember asking her, Ms. Ono, may I call you Yoko? And I could feel the tension, not that there was tension, but I could feel her drawing toward me at that point. And from then on, I mean, it was just great. I was able to really have a conversation, and that's a word. I've been listening to your whole show since you came on, and I've heard it come up over and over again. It really is about having the space and the ability to have a conversation. And I think you're absolutely right that the phone, the telephone, holding that phone really is kind of the key enabler here. It's a whole different thing from sitting in front of a microphone. You can get used to that, sure. You know, once you've done it for a while, you don't even notice it's there. It doesn't bother you. But certainly at first, and there's just something about the intimacy of a phone call. And I think ultimately that's what it comes down to. No matter who you're talking to, you're just talking to them on the phone, and you're having a conversation. And I think a lot of these people who are interviewed a lot, or those who have kind of grown sour on being interviewed, like a Yoko Ono, say, I think they really respond warmly to talking to someone who is talking to them like a person. This is not a formal interview. You know, I am not going to ask my next prepared question now.
Right.
That doesn't mean you don't prepare. You do prepare, and you need to know about that person so that you can then be spontaneous. And that's what happened with Yoko. I mean, it was what a pleasure, what an honor. I love – this is back in the Blog Critics days. Love talking to Tommy Chong. That was an amazing show. Andrew Morton, you mentioned. That
right,
was the first
Andrew
time
Morton.
I'd ever talked to him.
Right, and I know Amy's going to chime in with a question here, but I remember that we interviewed Andrew Morton, and it was a 45-minute interview, and he wrote the book about Diana at the time. It was about Scientology and the book of – right, not Diana. It was about Tom Cruise, right?
Tom
after
Cruise
he wrote the
that
Tom Cruise
right.
book. But he had written the book about Diana. It was a 45-minute interview. I think he was on Larry King the night before, and he was so excited. We couldn't get him off the air, you remember? He was chatting and talking and loving the dialogue, and it was because he had that platform, the forum to dive into the content. He spent so much time writing these books, and here we are giving him time to really talk through it. So that was great. So, Amy, say hello to Eric.
Hi, Eric. It's good,
Hi,
to,
Amy.
Good to talk to you. Okay. So, Eric, you were with us for a long time on Blog Critics, which was a very successful blog talk radio show, and your newest endeavor is America's Most Wanted. And you just had on, if we're talking about guests, Sylvia Brown, which is huge. And so tell us a little bit about what you're doing now with America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, well, I have two shows. That's pretty darn exciting. I've loved every moment since I've been back. It really, I appreciate the opportunity and kind of the placement that I've been allowed. I know it's an honor, and I'm doing my very best to live up to it. But yeah, that's yet another aspect that I wanted to be sure to mention that Blog Talk Radio has helped me personally with. When I came on, I think we started in July. I'm looking actually at my looking at the show list now, and we started with Bill Murphy of Factor Faked, and back in July, and we've been on pretty much every week since, and it's really been fantastic. But at that time, all I had for the America's Most Haunted, which fundamentally is a book, and that's at the core. Mm-hmm. All we had at that time was a book proposal, and I did have an agent through Andrew Morton, by the way, so he was very helpful in that regard. And but that was all I had. We had a proposal, which is basically one chapter, and then you say what you're going to write about in the rest of it, and we had this agent, but that was it. Had no idea where it was going to go, how long it was going to take. But the exposure that we have gained, my partner on that project, Teresa Argy, the Haunted Housewife, and I have gained from doing the show and talking to all these people who are really well-placed. Most of them are the various stars of the different reality, quote-unquote, paranormal shows on TV, Factor Faked, writer from Destination Truth, Devin Marble from Factor Faked. We had pretty much every show, we've had a star of. And by meeting those people and having them become comfortable with us and know that we are serious about what we're doing and that we are sincere and that we're into it, and the exposure we've gotten just in terms of listenership and all that, we were told flat out that was part of the reason that we now have, I can announce, we have a deal with Penguin for America's Most Haunted.
That's great.
And what the agent said was, yeah, you probably would have had, or almost certainly you would have had the offers from some of the smaller publishers, because we had several other offers, but we would not have made it to a major publisher, especially in this day and age, when there's so few books that are coming out, they're super cautious. Penguin's merging now, so their roster is going to be cut in half. So he said, there's no way you would have gotten that if you did not have that exposure and that outlet on Blog Talk Radio. So there is an absolute objective case where it has very specifically led to other things in other arenas. So, it's a wonderful thing. We love that show. When I got into the whole paranormal thing, I really just kind of backed into it from doing interviews, because I've always been an interview guy, as you know. And we started the Morton Report after I sold Blog Critics and then worked for Technorati for a couple of years. That's who bought Blog Critics. Then I moved on. We started the Morton Report with Andrew. And I've always done interviews. And I've been interested in the paranormal TV shows, but more from the media aspect, not kind of really the real world aspect, which is what Teresa, my partner, brings to it, because she's been an investigator for 20, 30 years. So she has the real life experience. I have more the media experience. But talking to all these people and learning from them, interviewing these people, and having that space, that full hour, to really stretch out and not just do an interview, but have a conversation. Yeah. I feel in that time, you're talking less than 6 months, I have become a legitimate expert in the field, and having that show has really made an enormous difference, and I appreciate
it. Wow, that's great. Yep.
It's wonderful. But Eric and Eric, that's terrific. And Blog Talk Radio's got a long history of paranormal shows, as you know, and Amy and I actually co-hosted a Sasquatch panel discussion. Where
yeah, we did.
At one point
good.
A few years ago, there were five Sasquatch shows on Blog Talk Radio, and we hosted. I said to Amy, why there's so many Sasquatch shows on Blog Talk Radio? She goes, look, Alan, I have no idea, okay? So I said, do me a favor, get them all on. I want to debate. I want to have a panel discussion about why, like, what's going on Blog Talk Radio. And literally, they did it. We had a show. One of them actually – quote-unquote, found Sasquatch. It was picked up by Fox News. But what I was interested in is why each of them were different. And anyway, paranormal
they
have
all
a long
hated
history.
Each other.
they all hated each other. I was trying to, you know, bring visibility to the entire space, you know, the whole Sasquatch space. But Eric, thank you for your shows on Blog Talk Radio, your contribution to Blog Talk Radio. You could find Eric at the at which two shows? So it's a Storytellers with Chitra. Right.
Storytellers with Chitra, the only branded blog talk radio show, proud to say.
The first and only, and there will be more. We have big plans this year on content, and you'll be happy about that. And,
oh, I will.
And you know, the contribution is wonderful. So thank you for joining us tonight, and it's been great. And have a happy and healthy new year.
Happy Christmas.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Eric.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Eric. It's wonderful. So Eric Olson of America's Most Haunted and does a storyteller show with Chitra. And Chitra, before we bring in our next guest, and by the way, anyone who'd like to call in, please do. It's 866-691-7714. And Chitra, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know, you came here, you didn't have any experience in radio, and you know, this is new. You came from American Express, and you had your cooking blog, and now here you are, director of marketing, and kind of overseeing so much of the content that goes on Blog Talk Radio. Now we have this show, and what was it like to prepare for and then interview and get the feedback from Tony Bennett?
It was pretty incredible. I definitely did prepare for that interview, and my dad is a huge Tony Bennett fan, so
right.
I grew up listening to it, to him and his albums, and I just studied. I listened to tons of interviews that he had done before. I listened to the music, and I watched the new documentary that was out about his life, and it was really kind of exciting because I asked him a question, and he was just really impressed with my knowledge about jazz. I think I'd mentioned Anita O'Day, and he was impressed by it, and I just remember being almost speechless after.
Yeah. He was laughing. I remember, if you know, so anyone, our audience, go to Blog Talk Radio, you'll search, or go to Google, put in Tony Bennett and Blog Talk Radio, the show will come up. And as you get into the show, you'll hear how excited he is to be conversing with Chitra. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was really exciting. Definitely a high point.
Yes, definitely a high point. And that's some of the great stuff. And again, I had a similar thing, and it's really funny. If we go back, and we're going to bring on our next guest in a moment, Lara. We were up with the platform. So, of course, when we started this, no one knew who we were. I mean, I barely had anyone. My mother, the only person, people that would listen to my show, and of course I was the only host because no one else knew about this, was my mom and my sister. My wife, she didn't want any part of this. And I was doing about 5 shows a day, and I didn't have enough to say, so I just would just ramble on. And this was literally the first week, the first day, the first, second, or third day. And I'd be home in my office, and I'd have my headset on, and I would just be talking, just rambling, reading. I think I read the newspaper. So my daughter came in, and she was a teenager, and she said, "Dad, oh, I have a question about homework. I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking to someone." I said, "Don't worry. No one's listening. Just come on in." So I think I solved her homework, her math problem, while I was on air. But shortly thereafter, 6 months, Duncan Hunter running for president, he announced on a Friday, and this is when he was a Ronald Reagan conservative from San Diego running in a Republican primary. We were up for 5 months. And, you know, Amy and I were chatting on Skype, and I said, "Amy, can you get Duncan Hunter on? I'd like to interview him." And Amy, fearless Amy, says, "Sure, no problem." So the next thing I know, Amy calls, "You've got him tomorrow morning, 10:30, Duncan Hunter." And it was just, I think we had 10 interviews. It's just unbelievable. 10 listeners to that live. But Duncan Hunter was... Right, Amy, where was he? On a golf course in Myrtle Beach?
He was on the golf course, yep. He was on a golf course.
Yeah, and he, with, you know, of course, why you're running for president. He literally announced the day before. And I think it really, at that time, I realized that, you know what, if I could interview a presidential candidate, because I have a radio show, then anyone can do this. Like, anybody could do it, and anyone could, and anyone to get. Like, you could get anyone to be on your radio show. And certainly it's been validated over and over and over again. But that was fun stuff. So, Chitra, why don't you announce our next guest?
Okay. So our next guest is Lara Galloway. She's also known as Mom Biz Coach, and she hosts the show Mom Biz Solutions with Lara Galloway.
Hi, Lara. How are you?
Hi, Alan. Hi, Chitra. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hi.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. It's great to have you on, and tell us about your show, how you found Blog Talk Radio, what your show's about, and so on. We'd love to hear about it.
Well, I have to laugh, guys, because, you know, here I am, a mom sitting in my den, and I've gotten the kids to bed, and everything's quiet, and thank God I can actually get on the air and not be interrupted. And I'm laughing about this because I'm listening to your show since 8 o'clock. I've been tuned in, and I've listened to these amazing hosts that you've had on, and I was telling my husband, like, oh, my God, these people are interviewing Yoko Ono, they're interviewing Spike Lee, they're just, like, they're fascinating, and they're so amazing. And I got to tell you, I feel really honored to be here among the ranks of some really awesome people making, you know, great use of a fabulous platform and reaching out and connecting with so many amazing people. And so, you know, I'm an oddball here. I don't interview celebrities. I don't at all.
That's good. That's okay. That's fine. We love that. That's it. You draw audiences in with, like, really interesting conversations.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. So, you know, you asked how did I get into Blog Talk Radio. So it's kind of a funny story, and I've actually told this to Chitra before that, you know, I had a friend who I was working with. His name is Steve Weber, and he was telling me about this fabulous new social media platform. And this is when people were not throwing the word social media around quite like they are today. So this was back in 2008 or so. And he said, you know, you really need a radio show. For somebody who loves to talk as much as you do, you need a radio show. And I thought, well, heck, that makes sense to me. I mean, I do like to talk. That sounds fantastic. Let's check it out. And, you know, I told Chitra that just within a few clicks of just checking out Blog Talk Radio, I remember my hand kind of hovering over the button that says, you know, become a show host. Sitting there going, really? Like, that's all it takes? I just click and then boom? You know, and so to your credit, Alan, for creating such an amazing platform with such easy technology, with a couple of clicks on my computer and then dialing in by phone, yeah, I too was a show host, and I was talking to people or myself. Like, I've got a laugh about you reading the newspaper or doing your daughter's homework on your show. That was great. I found that this platform was perfect for me because I am an English major. I am a journalist back in the day, and I am a writer. And I don't like to write. I'd much rather talk. So Blog Talk Radio says it all. That was like the perfect fit for me. And so what I do on my show, which I've been doing since 2009, is, as you mentioned, I am a business coach, and I, you know, I help moms who want to start up a company or figure out how to run the company they have while also making, you know, lots of room for the priorities in their life, like their family. I use it as my audio blog. So instead of just writing a blog, I just get on and I talk about things that I would otherwise write. So,
and do you take callers? And you take callers, and or no, or you don't, or
sometimes
how do
I
you
do.
Yeah. Mm,
most of the time, I don't. I started out taking callers. I would do, oh gosh, I've done it a bunch of different ways over the years, but for a while there, I was absolutely, you know, following the standard radio show host procedure. And I was finding, you know, great experts that could talk about time management or work-life balance or internet marketing or, you know, creating sales funnels or whatever it was that I was, you know, doing to help my clients, you know, run their businesses. And so I would interview them, and it was, you know, a typical half-hour or an hour-long show. And I loved the fact that I could, you know, it was immediately archived, and I could give my guest a link to the podcast, and they could use it for their means and spread it out around all over their networks and social media. So that was, I did that for a while. But more and more, you know, it's actually become a tool, Alan, for me to work with people who cannot afford to work with me one-on-one as a coach. And I am one of those personalities that I'm a teacher, I'm a mentor, and I'm a helper. And I enjoy that so much. Like, it brings me such satisfaction to make a difference in people's lives that I would do it for free, but that wouldn't be a business. So I started doing these audio blogs because my clients were telling me, you know, I'm listening to your show and I feel like I've got your voice inside my head when I have to make big decisions, or I feel like you must be talking directly to me and you don't even know me. And so I honestly, at this point, I get on every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern and I monologue for 15 minutes. And that's
perfect.
My show.
You get it's coffee, you know, coffee with Lara, right?
It is.
Why not?
And what I say is, you know, I take real life examples from things that my clients email me about, or things that my clients and I talk about, or that, you know, some of the work at home moms that I work with in my Facebook groups or on my Twitter account, they say, hey, I'm having this problem. And I say, oh, okay, would you like me to address that on my radio show? And they say, yeah. And I don't identify the people. I always protect, you know, confidentiality. But I say, you know what? I give them a little private message. I'm going to be talking about your question. You know, like, what should I give away for free and what should I charge money for? And how do you draw the line? And I'll just tell somebody that asked that question that I'm going to do a show about it. And they're so grateful because it's free coaching.
Yeah, it's great. So we have another host who has been on the network probably 5 years. He's one of our most popular hosts. He gets thousands of live listeners a show, live, okay? And I'm not talking on demand. His show's done in Portuguese, the full show. And
wow.
He came onto Blog Talk Radio, I don't know, Amy, you remember, maybe a year into it. His name is Olivo.
Right.
So it's blogtalkradio.com/Olivo. So Olivo is a political... almost a political refugee. He lives in Virginia. He's from Brazil. He was removed from the country because he had democratic principles, and he hosts his radio show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for an hour and just rambles on, does not take callers, and he gets thousands and thousands of live and then tens of thousands of on-demand listeners, and it's all done in Portuguese.
And, oh, my gosh.
Yes. And what he does, of course, I don't really understand Portuguese. Maybe I could get a few words in Spanish. And I was fascinated because I did speak to him. He speaks English. And I called him because I'd be like, who is this guy? Who is this person that's getting thousands of listeners? He's speaking in Portuguese. And this is a U.S. platform, American platform, English platform. And I called him up. He's from Virginia. And he said in his broken English that Blog Talk Radio is so important to me. I said, well, how did you even find it? He said, one of my students in Virginia, I think he's a professor at University of Virginia, said, check this out, because he was getting so much email that he couldn't respond to it. So what he would simply do is, like you just said, he would just talk. He would ramble on and talk, and that was it. No calls, nothing, period.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean, and I bet that's what his listeners love so much, is they feel like they're just getting a chance to listen to his, you know, his thinking, to his thoughts, to his brainstorming. You know, I mean, I want to listen to this guy, and I speak a lot of Spanish and very little Portuguese, so I'm going to go look him up. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, please do, Olivo. You'll be one of the few people that actually understands what he says.
We'll see.
That's here. There's lots in Portugal and Brazil. Believe me, that follow him. But just look at the size of the audience. It's literally the most popular week on, week out, Olivo de Caravello. And he's got his Wikipedia page. And on his website, you'll see the little Blog Talk Radio player there. So, but thank you, Lara, for calling in. You do a great show. We appreciate your contribution to our community.
Thank you.
And, you know, and we look forward to great things in the years to come.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. You've been an amazing instrument in growing my business. So thank you so much for making it possible.
Wonderful. Thank you again. So we have some callers we'd like to take. And I know Jamie Duval is on, who is – Jamie, are you on?
I am here.
He is here. Jamie, wonderful.
How are you?
Wonderful. It's great. Happy New Year, and thank you for calling in. And everyone, this is Jamie Duval. He is for Movie Geeks United, one of the tops, this is like a success, one of our big success stories on Blog Talk Radio. And Jamie, so why don't you let everybody kind of tell everyone your story on Blog Talk Radio, how you started, and of course some of the experiences and like where you are today, because it's really an amazing story.
Well, thank you. And first of all, I mean, that's really why I called in, was just to say thank you, because your Blog Talk Radio, your passion for Blog Talk Radio in this format, it has really empowered me and changed my life for the better. So thank you. I wanted to say that first of all.
My pleasure. Thank you.
But I didn't know anything about podcasting 5 years ago, or a little over 5 years ago, when someone told me about Blog Talk Radio, because they had a show on the network. And I thought, you know, I'm a technological moron. I'm not going to be able to do this. But I got set up on Blog Talk Radio in 5 minutes, and it was surprisingly easy. It can't be this easy, but it was. Our show started as just a platform for myself and some of my social media friends to talk about movies, and it quickly grew into a combination of that, kind of informal, comfortable conversation, and interviews with filmmakers. And in the first year, we started booking some big filmmakers, and it's just grown since then. People like Brian De Palma and Francis Ford Coppola and James Cameron and Robert Duvall and Jeff Goldblum. I mean, I think it's approaching 700 interviews now.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I mean, and this is and we've done some things with Talkers Magazine, as you know, and other press over the years where mm-hmm. you've been featured in that. Because here you are, you know, and you're interested in movies, you're passionate about it, of course, you live in Florida, you're not a radio guy, and here you're interviewing James Cameron. Mm-hmm. Right, I mean, some of the amazing stories, like the Stanley Kubrick series, and you're getting picked up now by IMDb, right? I mean, in many referenced by them. It's incredible.
We're being cited. We've been cited in books. We were cited in a Brian De Palma biography. We're all over the place, really. We've been offered. We were approached by a television cable channel recently. I mean, it's a major success story, and it's all credited to Blog Talk Radio and the power of and the reach of this format. It's been awesome. But yeah, I sit in my living room on my telephone in my pajamas, and I talk to some of the biggest people. You know, my idol.
We know you're wearing a tuxedo, please, Jamie. Please, we know it's a tux.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the image. You don't want to
exactly.
Me.
When you're going for the Marty Scorsese or the Robert De Niro, it's the tuxedo. It's, you know, you forget the pajamas, please.
Yeah. I try to put on a respectable front when I talk to these people.
Well, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. You are great. You add a tremendous amount to our community. There's no doubt, and it's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, and you guys have added a lot to my life, and I appreciate that very much. So thank you all.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
This is a great show, and it's great to hear from all of our hosts. And, again, we have, definitely some more time tonight to chat. We have a very special host coming on next, Ronnie Perry. But first, let me give you the phone number. It's 866-691-7714, and that's 866-691-7714. And Rodney, are you on?
I am. How are you, Alan?
Wonderful. Nice to meet you, Rodney. It's a pleasure.
Man, I'm excited, man. They told me I was talking to the man that conceptualized all this.
Well, yeah, we got it. We got it tonight. We're here. Well, wonderful. Thanks for coming on. Tell us about Rodney. I mean, you're a famous guy.
Well, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian. You know, I've been traveling around the country doing comedy for, you know, 20 years or so, and I kind of happened across Blog Talk doing different interviews with different hosts, right? And, you know, I popped in different shows, and, you know, and this particular Peasy's Place.
Peasy's
Place. He's out of Columbus, Ohio, and I was playing the Columbus Funny Bone. And Peasy said, Rodney, you coming to the Funny Bone, come on my show, and I promise you people will come out, right? So I did the interview, and that night I blasted on my own Facebook and my Twitter that I was going to be on his show. And he told me, say, Rod, my numbers spiked like crazy when you did that. You need to do your own show. And I was like, well, how do I do it? He gave me, he pointed me to the page. It was so easy to set up. I set it up, and it was, it really became a means for me personally as a stand-up comedian. In terrestrial radio, there is a lot of syndication. So it became very difficult for me to get on the air to advertise my shows. So Blog Talk was a way for me to create the energy, one, to advertise my own shows, and two, to talk with the people I've always wanted to talk to.
Right, right. It's amazing. So what do? You'll be on your, so tell us a little about, you know, your career as a stand-up. Are you just traveling the country? Are you certain parts of the country? And how do you do it? Do you do a show remotely, or how do you do it? Does someone co-host it for you? You dial in, or how does it work?
I generally am home on Mondays from time to time. We're almost 90% live, and we take live callers. Most of my shows are one-on-one interviews. I don't always open up my phones to my callers to the phones, depending on who it is. Like, we had a psychic on like a couple of weeks ago, and he did all interviews, and we talked to callers probably 50% of the show. But generally, I do like one-on-one interviews with people like Kevin Hart, or, you know, Monique, who's been on the show, or you know, a lot of my peers, a lot of my stand-up comedy peers. You know, do the show. But we talk to actors, we talk to musicians, people like R&B artists like Dwele, or any number of people that we've had on. So, you know, my personal journey with stand up, you know, I'm a hands on guy. So I just wanted to create. I've done terrestrial radio. You know, I was on radio in Los Angeles on KJLA to Stevie Wonder's station for several years, and before I got an opportunity to work on television, which I worked on TV with Monique as her co-host on her late night talk show. So, you know, I had that experience, but I wanted to have my own thing, and Blog Talk afforded me that opportunity.
It's awesome. So I think we have a guest who's called in. We're going to take a call tonight. You want to bring in the guest, Amy?
Yeah, I think he knows who this is, actually.
Let's hear. Who's on? Yeah. Who's on the Alan Levy Show tonight?
What's up, Alan? This is Peasy. What's going on, Rodney?
Peasy!
Man, let me tell you, Peasy, I just shouted you out because
I was listening
you
to
really
I was
introduced
listening
to me
it.
to this format, man.
So, Peasy, it's nice meeting you, but I gotta ask, how did you get the name Peasy? I mean, it's priceless.
It was my alter ego, my cousin, D. Miller. Shouts out, D. When we were in our college, from the Ohio State University, it was my nickname. His nickname was Millhouse, and my nickname was Peasy because my last name starts with a P.
I got it. Okay. So you brought Rodney into the Blog Talk Radio community, huh? Well, thank you for that.
Rodney and a lot of other ones.
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome. And where you live?
I live in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay. So right, the Ohio State. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What are you doing now?
Actually, I'll be back on Blog. I have a website opening up, so I'll be back on Blog Talk. In January the 14th, I'll start my radio show back. I love Blog Talk's format. It was spectacular for me, man. It was just something to do at the time. I sent out an email blast of like 300 people for my first show. Next thing you know, I had like 1,500 listeners. So it was cool. You know, and then because I did something on the every Wednesday with the comedians, I linked up with Rodney. And to be honest, Rodney put me into a whole nother world because he started showing me how to market it, really. On Twitter, with his Facebook, because I wasn't doing it at that time. I was just basically going by word of mouth. I wasn't using any social media at all.
Oh, really? Rodney is very active in the Facebook and the Twitter community. I follow him in both places, and he gets a lot of
traction. Facebook put me on
places.
Punishment. They say I was spamming people, so now I can't Facebook for 20 days.
You're in Facebook jail?
I'm in Facebook jail right now, and you're talking to a condemned man as we speak.
You are in Facebook jail. Oh boy, don't get into Instagram jail. That, they're in their own jail now with what they're selling the photos. So how'd you get in that? They said that you spam people. What happened?
Well, this is of course when you have a personal Facebook page, you top out at like 5,000. Well, I have three of those. that's maxed out, right? And I have a fan page, and we had started a fourth page, and my assistant and I were going back and forth about shutting them all down and funneling everybody to the fan page. But our dilemma was that the functionality of the fan page, it doesn't give you the same connectivity with people. So long story short, they just kind of opened up that connectivity. And we were just starting to funnel people there, and they said, well, you guys, you got too many pages open. What's this about? And they shut them all down.
Oh, boy.
For 30 days.
I always keep mine under, 4,700, Rodney. You have to go in and delete people because I don't want to go to a fan page.
Yeah. So, Peasy, you knew nothing about social media, and here you have 4,700 friends on Facebook? I mean, come on. You've learned quickly. I'm not feeling sorry for you, Peasy. 4,700. And you keep it that size. You keep it at that level.
Yeah, I mean, I had the Facebook, but as far as – and Blog Talk had already had the mediums there for you to promote it through Facebook. I just didn't do it, Alan, just to be honest.
right.
Bobby put me on it. And once I did,
what's been most impressive to me, Alan, is myself and my assistant Madeline Smith, we had a conference with Amy, and she kind of really walked us through a lot of the stuff that we weren't doing as effectively, because we were recording our show on a exterior conferencing line and then making an MP3 and then downloading it in. And she was like, what are you doing that for? All you have to do is go here and you can do this. And I was like, what?
Right.
I just remember you just opened my eyes. So I've never had an opportunity to thank you. But thank you, Amy. You're awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. That was probably one of the funnest calls I've had since I've been here. So.
Yeah, it's no, you're right, Rodney, and that's the thing, and we have so much work to do, and we're going to do it, and we're committed. We have the team now on the engineering and the product side to finally make it even that much easier, because we invented this, okay? We invented this ability to take the phone and turn the phone into a publishing platform and to
right.
enable that live dialogue and automatically record it. And it's not like sending out a tweet. As you've got to prepare for it. You got to plan it.
Right.
You got to, and we're just going to make it that much easier. And as we make it easier and make it more visible and aware, it's going to just have compounding effects on our community. So there's huge things coming this year. And thank you for your contribution. And Peasy, thank you for bringing Rodney to our network.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, I got a quick question, Alan.
Yes. Yes.
As a host, I'm always interested in making my show sound better. I'm always working on sounding better because the phone is the phone and the phone sounds like the phone. Can we look forward down the line to because I've used the Skype element. I've used that. I've used a mic with my Skype, but it still doesn't give me that real clear quality that I'm looking for. Is it a way to maximize that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And so one of the real strengths of Blog Talk Radio is the ability for us to have this conversation with, the four or five of us on and others who may want to call, right? So leveraging the network to do that. And that is, that's a certain level of quality, and it's not digital. It's not where it really needs to be. And one of the things that we're going to do in next year is work on a high fidelity solution, which now the technology is caught up. Part of it is there's very few platforms. If you think about a platform that enables dial-in that have that type of solution. Other platforms, it's a VoIP solution. It's one way. It's you're on your webcam, your high fidelity webcast, and you're just talking. You're not able to interact easily with your audience, right? So that is, we're committed to doing that. So we have certain things we do in terms of using this, what's called the JK remote box that amplifies the audio. But in this coming year, we're going to, we're developing that. And the technology now is at the point where it can be enabled, where we can continue, we can get the higher fidelity, but get the call in. Because to me, it's conversation. And I talked about this all day, but I do understand, you know, that there's certain requirements as a broadcast medium that you need to get it where it needs to go. So we're definitely committed to improving it, and, you know, I expect you'll see something coming up this next year.
Well, I'm on board either way, man. Till y'all get it, I'll be here. And if you need a guinea pig, consider Rodney Perry Live, you're getting it.
You got it. Wonderful. Well, thank you, PZ. And Rodney, thank you for calling in. And it was great. Great meeting both of you.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot, man.
Thanks,
have a
thanks, guys.
Okay. Great. So, again, we have.
They're great.
They're great. So great. I love the fact that PZ called in. And now we know he's how he got his name. And he's from The Ohio State. Now, PZ, I didn't want to create any kind of friction on air, but. My daughter is an Indiana University freshman. She's a Hoosier, and my son just graduated from Indiana University a year ago. So we are as a Hoosier family here. We can kind of talk about basketball, but not football, certainly. So, but that was really a lot of fun. Yeah. So Chitra, come on back in. We're going to. We've got 10 minutes remaining on the 2012 holiday show. We definitely want to take calls.
We had such a good turnout. I really enjoyed all those interviews. It was great.
Oh, it's great. And thank you for coordinating it all, Chitra, and getting everyone called in and been participating. It's wonderful. So we have another caller. George from Firefox News is on air. So welcome to the Alan Levy Show.
Mr. Levy, first of all, thank you very much for taking my call. And may I say, it has been an honor and a privilege to be a part of the Blog Talk Radio family these nearly 5 years.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Tell us about your show and how'd you find Blog Talk Radio and how's it impacted you?
Well, I come from a public access broadcasting background, actually. I had done a show on public access in my hometown for about 3 years. And when I stopped doing that show, I was looking for another broadcast medium. So I turned to the internet rather than anywhere else because, quite frankly, people have told me for years I've got a great voice for radio, but I always say to people jokingly, well, that's because I have a lousy face for television. So I looked to the internet and I found various little mediums here and there, but nothing that really interested me. And then one day I came across Blog Talk Radio, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, Blog Talk Radio, let me see what this is all about. So I listened to a few shows, and I thought, why not? Go for it. My very first show was actually, I took the title of my old cable show, which was called Sinzer Reports at the time. And I thought, no. I'm not attaching my last name to anything like this again because it's a jinx. My last name is a jinx. So I decided to take three of my favorite things in all that I love the most: the Mozilla Firefox browser, Fox News Channel, and being online all the time. I figured, well, let's see, Firefox News online. Yeah.
Hey, and why do you love Firefox so much? Like, what is it about Firefox? Please tell me, because I have that and Chrome and Safari, but I'm not just a Firefox guy. What is it about Firefox?
I have Firefox, and I have Internet Explorer, and I've got Chrome, and I've even got one that's a Japanese make called Maxthon. And of all of these, you know, I stuck with Firefox in the beginning because it was an Internet Explorer, for one, and it didn't have half the bugs and problems that Internet Explorer was presenting me with. Because half the time it would shut down when I'm trying to do my show, and I'm like, oh, good grief, give me a break. I'm trying to do a chat room here. So finally, Alan, what I ended up doing was I chose Firefox Mozilla Browser. And when I created the name of the show, little did I know that people would start saying to me, are you associated with Fox News Channel? And I'm like, no. I read from their website, so I have topic discussion. but I'm not a part of their family. If I were, I'd be quite rich and wouldn't be sitting on Blog Talk Radio then.
Well, it's very funny. So listen, I want to thank you for calling into the show. It was great, George, and it's wonderful. And you know, again, thanks for your contribution to our community.
Mr. Levy, the question that I had for you was in regards to Blog Talk Radio and branching out at some time, at some point. Have you considered at any time moving into a video format of Blog Talk Radio? Because with even though there's YouTube and Ustream and all these other ones, I'd often wondered, would Blog Talk Radio branch into the video field? Because that would certainly be an interesting idea, considering the success of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, so we've thought about this, over, the years and so, and there certainly are a lot of video platforms and Google Hangout and others and Ustream, you mentioned them. One of the things that we have implemented on Cinchcast are slides, so PowerPoint, the ability to talk over PowerPoint, which is more, so if you're interviewing someone about a fashion designer, you could, talk over slides and push them and things like that. And I think that is something that we can incorporate. On the video side, we really haven't yet, and maybe down the road we will. I don't really find, just a webcam, picture of a host doing a radio show from a webcam that appealing. But the other thing is also is that as mobile is, of course, huge, and we're going to build out our mobile platform, and, we're going to talk a little more about that in the remaining minutes. You really, this is in the car, so it's intended for the car. So the mobile is key, and talk and conversation is key for that. So I don't think mobile is going to be on the agenda anytime soon. And so as you kind of pick your spots, we hope you continue to join us on Blog Talk. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, Mr. Levy, I will be here on Blog Talk Radio until the day they pull the plug on my show or the good Lord above pulls my plug.
Well,
and,
thank you very
much. By the way, Mr. Levy, you have an open invitation. Anytime you want to come on my show, you just come a-running. In fact, I sent you a message a long, long, long time ago inviting you to come on, and I would really be honored to have you on.
Well, thank you very much.
It's because of Blog Talk Radio that I was able to care for my mother with such diligence, because I created the show while caring for her. And when she passed away in 2010, I almost ended the show right there because I had nowhere to go. Thankfully, that changed, and I stayed with Blog Talk Radio, and I will stay with it because I love this.
Thank you, George, for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, guys, that's wonderful. It was a great show. Why don't we, Chitra and Amy, you guys on?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, so, Chitra, was this your first anniversary show, right? We didn't do it last year. Amy and I did it years ago. It was so much fun, wasn't it?
Oh, you were asking about the other show. I thought this was really fun, and it's so
no,
cool
I'm saying
to
this
just
show,
kind of,
yeah, right.
Just to kind of hear the host, like, talking about what Blog Talk Radio has meant to them, which is kind of just cool to hear that. And we have a lot of people in the chat room also talking, and I have to say, like, we have tons of really passionate hosts in the chat, so it's really cool that everyone came out tonight.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. What I'd like to do, and we have a couple of minutes. It's nine. It's about 3 minutes before the end of the hour. And this is the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's so great to. I'm so busy with so many things, and I definitely need to make more time. As a New Year's resolution is to get my show back going more actively, and I will. I am committed to doing that. I just thought I'd take a couple of minutes to let everybody know what we can expect on Blog Talk Radio next year, and in the kind of where we're headed. There's so many positive things that are happening. First of all, the reason why Blog Talk Radio is here is because of the community, right? We know that. And of course, our team is incredible. Without the community and the hosts and the listeners and the passion that people have, we wouldn't have anything. So we know that over the years we've continued to do that kind of well under the radar, and it's been impactful in thousands and thousands of people's lives. And now we're at the point where we're about to make some transformations into this into this media property, and that's what we're going to turn it into. And it's not a media one of the, it's not a Fox and ABC or a Clear Channel. It's Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to stand for something, and we're going to begin developing out our network. And we're going to but lots of the changes you're going to see are going to be on the site. So in January we'll launch a new site redesign. Updated, beautiful, really excited. Trisha and Brian McConnell, design and product, and our engineering team led by Alex, Seth, and Rob have been working the last 4 or 5 months on this new site design, and that's going to be launched in January. We are working on and when the site launched is done, we're going to have a completely revamped discovery capability. Part of the reason why discovery is so poor and the UI is so poor and other things are so poor on Blog Talk Radio is because we didn't know anything about the web business when we created this platform. And here we are, 5-6 years in. We know a bit more, but we're about to unveil some really great things. So you'll be able to find content more easily. The content will be displayed much better. We're improving the listener experience. The mobile platform will be, the site will be mobile ready, so you'll be able to, and I've seen questions in Google Chat. So many great things are happening in this year, and we will attack the high fidelity issue later this year. So we're excited. And Chitra and Amy, thank you for helping with tonight's show. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had
Thanks,
a lot of
Alan.
Fun.
It was great.
So it's wonderful. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/Alan Levy. We'll make this a featured show. And thanks to all the hosts and all the listeners and everyone who's participated. Have a happy and healthy new year, and we look forward to a great year in 2013. Thanks, everybody.